Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There is a broad way that men think is a good way, but it leads to destruction. There's a straight and a narrow way, and the end of it is life. There's only one way to heaven. There's only one way to God. Only one. Only one. Not two. One. Just one. It is through faith in the Lord Jesus. Amen. Do you believe that?
Yes.
If you don't believe that, you're not a Christian. There's some things, you know, if you don't believe in healing, well, you can make heaven. If you don't believe in prosperity, well, you can still make heaven. But there's some things are non-negotiable about making heaven. You must believe that Jesus is virgin born, supernaturally born of a virgin, the Son of God, that He died, that He's literally, physically been raised from the dead. And He's in heaven right now. King of kings, Lord of lords, one and only way to the Father. Did you hear me? You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you're lost. How dare you tell me? Listen, I'm trying to help you. I don't want to see you in hell. How can you be so sure? Because I'm a Christian. And I believe this book. Amen? Not a matter of being exclusive. Not a matter of being mean. You're not helping people when you're, you know, comforting them in their lie. Hell is full of people who are religious. Did you hear me? It's a sad thing. Religion has taken more people to hell than about any other thing. Trusting in the works of men. Trusting in all this other stuff that they're believing. There's only one secure thing to trust in. That's the work of the Master. Said out loud, I believe in Jesus.
I believe in Jesus.
Everybody said out loud, I believe He's the only way.
I believe He's the only way.
There is no other way.
There is
no other way. To the Father God.
To the Father God.
To salvation.
To heaven,
than Jesus. My faith is in Him.
My trust is in Him.
I'm resting in Him. The finished work is why I'm saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Help your family with that. Help your friends with that. Don't be mean. Don't be pushy. But don't mince words about this. This is not something that you can play with. This is serious business. You see why it takes so long to preach these messages, don't you? We take so many side journeys. I learned that from another fellow. In Acts, in verse 13, read it, 4:13, Acts 4:13. Now when they saw the what? Boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they weren't educated. They did what? They marveled. Now, they're not there to be impressed with these guys. What are they there to do? They're there to hang them out to dry. Right? They're there to put these guys in jail. But before it's over, they're looking at them, they thought, they probably didn't say it, but they thought, wow, listen to them guys. And they took knowledge of them that what? They had been with Jesus. The Living Bible says, when the council saw the boldness of Peter and John and could see that they were obviously uneducated non-professionals. They were uneducated non-professionals. They were amazed and realized what being with Jesus had done for them. How many like that? They were amazed and realized what being with Jesus had done for them. Now friends, this is the foundation of everything we're reading about. Being with Jesus. We said a minute ago, we hear Peter looking at this man and say, get up! Get up! Rise and be healed. We said, man, that sounds familiar. That sounds just like what we read about in Mark and in Matthew and, right? And it sounds just like something Jesus would do. Why? Because it is. I said, it is something Jesus did, but He's doing it through Peter. And through John. And he did it through Paul and Silas and Barnabas. Amen? He did it, and he's still doing it today.
Amen.
Jesus is still doing wonderful things, healings and deliverances through people like you and me, through the church. How many would volunteer and say, I'm available for things like this? Are you? Well, now here's some of the qualifications. You got to qualify. Some of the qualifications, what qualified them? They had been with Jesus. Nothing was more important to them. They left work. They left things with family. They left hobbies. They left a lot of things. And they were continuously with Him for those three and a half years, weren't they? I mean, nothing took precedent or preeminence over this. They were with Him. And now here's the big deal. Go back to the third chapter. Look at the first few verses. Third chapter. Read to me the first verse.
Now Peter and John,
went up together
into the temple,
to the temple
at the hour of prayer.
At the 5 minutes of prayer.
No. At the hour of prayer.
Huh? At the 15 minutes of prayer.
No.
What? Surely 30 minutes is long enough. They went up together for the 30-minute prayer time. What? Oh, for the hour. Now, you know what a lot of folk would say about that? What would a lot of people say today about that? This is a daily routine. You do understand this. Just like daily they brought the man up, the implication is, and you find it in other places in the book of Acts, they regularly met, they did certain things, certain times. This was not just for an hour of prayer, it was what?
The hour
of prayer. And especially some other parts of the world, they believe in siesta. Anybody know that? I mean down south of the border and then in Europe as well. Many places. No need going somewhere 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They will be closed. Now they'll open up later and they'll stay up all night too. Some of them. But, you know, what would people say today about something like that? Taking a nap after lunch. And then you wake up and go pray for an hour. What would people say? Don't have time. Right? We don't have time. We don't have time. An hour of prayer every day? I'm sorry. I don't have time. I got to get up and I got to get the kids ready and I got to go to work and I got to do this and that's why the church doesn't have time for these kind of signs and wonders either. Did you hear me? This healing was spirit initiated. Nothing said about the man believing for this. They're not standing there preaching him a sermon. Also, they've walked by this man untold times. Did you get this? He's laid there every day, daily. Daily. Well, they go up there and pray at the hour of prayer, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They go up there and pray an hour every day. Every day. They've walked by this man hundreds of times, maybe thousands of times. Walked right by him. He's been crippled every time they walked by. Why didn't they do this last month? Why didn't they do this a year ago? Now, these are questions we need to answer because people will read this and they go, oh man, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power. He just jerked him up and he was healed. So they'll run, jerk somebody off a hospital bed. And they'll fall in the floor. And get hurt worse than they were to start with. And then folk go, oh, those crazy charismatics. And then people get in the ditch on the other side and not ever believe for it or not ever see it happen at all. What's the key? What we're talking about on Sundays, isn't it? The Spirit-led life. These men had been with Jesus. Everybody say, been with Jesus. It was obvious to people around about them. Not only had they walked with Jesus for those 3 years, but how many believe now every day, even though Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of the Father, the Holy Spirit has come? How many believe they're with Jesus every day? And they're spending specific time communing with Him, praying. He's real to them. This day, they walk by and the man says, alms, alms, could you spare some alms? They've probably given to the man before. They've probably put money in his cup before. But today, something was different. They looked at him. Something came up in him. Someone was coming on them. Hallelujah. Who came on them? The Holy Spirit came on them. What came up in them? Faith. But not just faith from hearing the word. Read verse 16 again, please. 3:16, please. Read it again. His name, how did the man get healed? The name of Jesus. Through faith in the name of Jesus. Remember they looked at that man? What did he say to him? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now let's just stop right here. The name of Jesus is not a magic incantation. Hocus pocus, abracadabra, in the name of Jesus. It is not just the parrot reciting of the words or the name that gets results. It is when the name is spoken in faith. Amen? And when the name is spoken in power. You remember those seven sons of Sceva. They took it upon themselves to call over a man that was possessed with the Spirit the name of Jesus because they heard Paul doing it. Remember that? They said, we adjure you in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. Do they know what they're talking about? No, see, they're using this like a magic formula. You do understand some Christians have tried the same thing, right? In Jesus' name. They just try to use it like some incantation. No, it didn't work. Those guys, you remember, they wound up getting beat up, right? Ran out of the room with their clothes tore and beat up. Because they didn't know what they was talking about. They just trying something.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Lame Man at the Gate Beautiful, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1114. That's R1114. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.